6 months after it was slammed by Hurricane Ian, Southwest Florida is struggling to rebuild. Flooding and 155-mile-an-hour winds killed at least 149 people, and a powerful storm surge helped make it the third costliest storm on record after Hurricanes Katrina and Harvey. NPR's Greg Allen went back to Fort Myers Beach, where nearly every building was either damaged or destroyed.
Few communities in the U.S. have seen the level of destruction Hurricane Ian brought to this barrier island. The town's vice mayor, Jim Adderholt, compares it to the destruction some European cities saw in World War II.
This is the oldest church on the island. This is Chapel by the Sea, and you can just see how the front of the sanctuary was just devastated. And on the front of the church, you see this beautiful, pristine stained glass window that was perfectly untouched.
Like most on Fort Myers Beach, Adderholt's home is unlivable. A storm surge over 15 feet in some areas swept away many structures and left few undamaged.
It's so dramatic, the older homes that were just completely destroyed, but those newer homes that were built more structurally sound and built up from the ground, they fared amazingly well.
Adderholt is living temporarily in one of those newer homes. In a town that had some 6,000 year-round residents, people here estimate that only a third or less have been able to return. A few hotels have begun welcoming guests. The beaches are open, although a red-tide algae bloom has led to some big fish kills. There are some food trucks, but few other amenities for visitors. By next year, Adderholt vows, things will be different.
We're going to have what I call a functional paradise once again. All the major hotels will be open, the condos will be open, many of the short-term rentals will be open, restaurants are already opening. For people who want to come down for season next season, we're going to be open for business.
On the streets in Fort Myers Beach, huge piles of debris are still everywhere. Many homes, too damaged to be repaired, are waiting to be demolished. But there are signs the town is starting to rebuild. At Beach Baptist Church, a line of cars snakes down the street for a giveaway of something nearly every homeowner here needs.
Drywall for my home. I need probably five times this many.
Charlie Doster's home was flooded, and he's doing the repairs himself. He's staying nearby, but estimates it will be at least 6 months until he's back in his house. I ask him if his insurance helped.
No, I think we got $700, which doesn't go far.
It's a story you hear often. Because most of the damage on Fort Myers Beach came from storm surge, only those with flood insurance received significant payouts. Despite winds over 150 miles per hour, homeowners here have had a harder time with their windstorm claims. Officials here say slow and inadequate insurance payouts are hurting recovery and forcing many longtime residents to sell and leave the island. Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis is supporting legislation aimed at propping up Florida's troubled insurance industry. But at a recent news conference, he said complaints about how insurance companies handle claims are being investigated.
I think anyone should be held accountable who is not meeting their obligations that they owe to their folks.
Two more up.
Right. At Beach Baptist Church, bacon is frying at an outdoor kitchen. Doug Miller, who owns a local chain of restaurants, has been serving a free breakfast and lunch for residents since the day after the hurricane. He's heard the insurance woes.
I've talked to tens of thousands of people, and I've talked to two that have had a positive outcome.
Like many others, he sees it as the end of an era for a beach community that for generations catered to middle-income vacationers, many of them from the Midwest.
The working man's beach. You know, nothing too fancy. The chains weren't really in here. A lot of mom-and-pop type businesses. Sure, there are million-dollar homes everywhere. But we're the exact opposite of South Beach.
Big changes are underway on Fort Myers Beach. A huge new resort, Margaritaville, was under construction when Ian hit and is slated to open later this year. At the Pink Shell Beach Resort, owner Bob Boykin also has big plans. As terrible and destructive as the hurricane was, Boykin says, it now provides the island with an opportunity.
This is a chance to come back and do, you know, probably 40 years of time that have now been compressed into what will probably look like 4 or 5 years.
One of Boykin's concerns is where he'll find housing for his employees. In the storm, Pink Shell lost two cottages it used for workforce housing. Now Boykin says some employees are commuting to the island from homes 30 or 40 miles away. On nearby Sanibel Island, a nonprofit corporation supported by the city provides nearly 90 units, some of which were destroyed in the storm. Sanibel Mayor Holly Smith says those units will be rebuilt, and the city is working to add more.
We had an issue before Ian, now by Ian. It's just magnified to a degree that we really have to look at it to make sure people who want to work and live here can afford to.
That could be a model for Fort Myers Beach. The town is just beginning discussions about how it can develop more workforce housing. At Beach Baptist Church, all the buildings on the nearly four-acre property are being demolished. Pastor Sean Kritzer says, with the help of a developer, the rebuilt church complex will include workforce housing. Kritzer says one of his goals is to get more families back on the island.
Our push for that is that we can get kids into those apartments that then funnel into the school system. We'd really like to see that school come back on the island, but to do that, we're going to have to provide houses for those families to live in.
For residents, elected officials, and developers, Hurricane Ian has given them almost a clean slate in deciding what kind of community Fort Myers Beach will be. That worries some longtime residents who for decades fought to keep out big developments and protect the island's old Florida charm. But Kritzer says with the hurricane, for better or worse, opposition to redevelopment has melted away.
In a way, the hurricane has forced us to more stay in your lane, worry about what you've got, take care of your stuff. What happens, come what may.
Town officials are working on a new comprehensive plan that will determine what the new version of Fort Myers Beach will be. Vice Mayor Jim Adderholt says the height limit will be raised and new hotels and condo buildings will be taller.
But I don't think it'll be like Miami. I don't think you'll see the sky rises. It will change because everybody's going to have to build up because FEMA requires that now. And that'll create a different flavor here because you just won't see so many of the old ground level cottages.
Buildings will now have to be elevated to protect them from flooding in future storm events. There are a few places to stay, but visitors, especially those with long ties to the resort, have already begun to return. Snarling traffic slowed by debris removal and construction equipment. For some, it's a chance to get a last look at the island before it changes forever. Greg Allen, NPR News, Fort Myers Beach.